fans. We had homecoming week here. So many activities here at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont School. In all honesty, I felt that the kids did a great job with keeping in the spirit of black and gold, never fold, and it was a nice week, and let's cap it off with a win tonight.
Yeah, it was a good week for these kids. I think the football team's ready to go. The whole school's kind of been in high spirits this week. Lots of people participating in the activities throughout the dress-up days and all the Greek games and powder puff games. So like you said, it would be nice to cap it off right here with a good win to get some momentum going into the last two district games.
Last week, of course, the Sigourney and Keota Cobras came to town. It's the first time in the season that we've been able to have back-to-back home games here at Eichrein Field. Sigourney and Keota came in with a victory under their belt against Pella Christian, a team that disposed of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont rather easily. And it was a grinded-out game, a defensive battle, 0-0 in the first half. And then in the second half, Rockets were able to get a score to make it 6-0 after a failed PAT attempt. And then kind of like the theme that's happened all season long, the Rockets gave the Cobras a short field on a blocked punt, and the Cobras were able to take it in. Their PAT failed, and it was 6-6. It was a defensive battle would continue on into the fourth quarter, and then with a 1:17 on the clock, Rockets were able to put a score on the board and get the two-point conversion to make it 14-6 to capture a nice District 6 win.
That was a completely different ball team we saw last week against Sigourney as we did at Pella Christian. Like you said, our defense, we have a really solid run defense, and we were able to stop Sigourney Keota last week on the running the ball. They're just not as strong a pass offense as we saw at Pella Christian, and that's kind of the weak spot in our defense is that pass defense.
You know, we've noticed that the Roadrunners have a capable quarterback in the likes of Jalen White. He's put up some yardage on the year. He's got a quarterback rating of just over 100 on that, and we've had troubles with that. And the man in the white hat is out in the middle of the field with the captains. He indicates that the Roadrunners will receive the opening kickoff here, and we will be starting off with the Rockets playing defense and kicking the ball from the right to the left, from south to north here at excellent conditions here. Hardly a breeze is blowing. The flag is hanging down the pole with no breeze whatsoever. Temperatures in the mid to low 50s here at Ike Ryan as we start to get rolling. We want to thank our sponsors, Blush Boutique, Angie Lobrick, downtown Eddyville, Loeffler Dirtworks, Chad Loeffler out of Eddyville, the Country Store in Fremont, Iowa, Mike and Brandy Rocky, Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness, Dr. Dustin Veldhuizen, First Iowa State Bank with a branch here in Eddyville and a hometown bank in Albia, the Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa, Iowa, D&D Outdoors, Dan Terrell and Darren Ray, they sponsor all of our turnovers that we have this year. And Windstream for your small business needs, call Danielle at 641-888-0134. And the Fremont Funeral Chapel, we appreciate the sponsorship that we have, as there's just become a Gatling gun went past us, and it's shooting T-shirts, I believe, a mile into the air. And my neighbor, Jim Yeager, with the operation of that, and they're shooting some high pop flies into the crowd here. A beautiful crowd for homecoming tonight, Coach Sand.
Yeah, it was a good thing that first shot went a little high. It could have come right through the window, the way that thing is coming out of that gun.
Ah, yes, he's got it pointed straight up to the stars, and they were in the parade last night as well, and the Rockets are getting ready to kick off this contest tonight as the Roadrunners send back their quarterback. Kind of a risky deal. Jalen White is going to be back there to receive this kick. Louis Winkleman, the senior, is set to kick it off as he receives the ball from the umpire, and we will be getting underway here shortly from Eichrein Field. homecoming 2014. The king has been named. It's Luke Welch, a member of the football squad, and the queen is Courtney Durst. She's one of the band drum leaders, and it was an exciting night last night when the coronation occurred. Rockets spread the field here for this kickoff. They're jumping up and down, trying to get ready, trying to get a little antsy as Louis Winkleman reaches this kick. The country store kick is a nice end-over-end, drives the kid back to the five-yard line where White brings it up to the center of the field. He's got some room. He cuts to the right side, and he's finally cut down about the 40-yard line, make it the 39, so a nice run back by the Roadrunners.
Yeah, one of the best kicks we've seen by Louis all season. Like you said, all the way down to the five. I'd like to see him keep that leg up for a while. But Jalen White did a nice job. You can see in the stats that he is a threat to run out of this quarterback position as well. Did a great job, and we were lucky to pull him down at about the 40-yard line.
I-35 out of Truro, Iowa, right along the interstate there. Thus the name, I-35. White sends two receivers to the left, two to the right. He's in the shotgun position with the running back to his right side. Takes a snap. It's a low snap. He fires it right away, and it's incomplete. It was a little bit low with coverage over there by Glosser. Jaron Glosser has been one of the better pass defenders for the Rockets this year. Kind of surprised they went right at him right away.
Yeah, it looks like they got Maroff and Glosser up there in that short, look like outside linebacker position. I can't tell who they have. Cody Brown, Doug Brown is
playing center. The center field spot. All right, White sends two guys to the left, one to the right. Man in motion now, comes across from the left. He rolls to his left, throws a little pass into the flat. It's caught. Cody Brown drags him down. A nice job by Cody Brown to read that from his center field position. And Roadrunners get about 3 yards on that play. They'll bring up a big third down for the Rockets.
Yeah, pretty good pressure that time. The Rockets' defensive line was able to get in on White, and White had to make a little jump pass over the top of the defender out there in the flat. Like you said, Cody Brown, nice job to come up and read that and stay home and not get involved in this pursuit of the too far to this near side.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. White taking a look over to the right side. There's the snap, and the Rockets come offside. He did the hard count, and the Rockets were getting a little antsy. That's kind of like what Coach Russ Baer wants us to do sometimes, is to make a hard count. But this time, it worked against the Rockets, their first penalty on the night. And now it's a very, very makeable third and one coming up. Got to give a shout-out to my nephew. He's playing Freddy the Falcon tonight at over there at St. Anthony's there in Council Bluffs, St. Albert's Council Bluffs. They're playing at Maple Valley tonight. Okay, here comes the pass on third down, and the Rocket Pursuit is there, and they keep him in bounds. It's going to be very close to the line of scrimmage, and they'll bring fourth down. It'll be interesting to see if they go for it this early in the ball game.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see from this side. Initially, it looked like we were going to have a tackle for loss over there on the far side. Then the pile kind of looked like it moved past the line to gain, but they're marking him about a foot short.
All right. White under center, triplets over here on the right side, one to the left. They take the snap. He runs right up the gut, and he does have the first down. So the Roadrunners are able to utilize that penalty and get their first down of the night via the run, as White was under center. He took the quarterback sneak for a gain of one right at about the 49-yard line of the Rockets. Boy, those penalties kill you. It has just been the first one of the night, and already you can look back and say, gosh darn, that would have been great if they had it. White hands it off. Nice job by the defense as they crushed him at the 50, loss of about one on the play. And there's that 4-4 stout defense that Russ Baer likes to run, and they were able to snuff that run at the point of the attack.
Yeah, it looked like Brett Worcester from this defensive end on this near side was able to crash in and make the initial contact before the line of scrimmage, and then had a couple of guys from the defensive line there to help stop the pile.
Second and 10, second and 11, take your pick. It's the same thing as the Roadrunners, break the huddle. That's one thing that I noticed about this team. They're not clicky, fast offense. They do huddle up. There's a snap. He looks to his right. He's got a pass out here in the flat, and he's going to be out of bounds at the 40. Nice gain by the Roadrunners here to number big 88, Zach Goring. 195-pounder was able to take that and run up the field. Third down coming up, but it's going to be third and short.
Yeah, just a quick pass out here in the flat where they had the three wide receivers split out, threw it to the deep guy, and he had a couple blockers in front of him. Nearly picked up enough for a first down.
Kevin Jensen couldn't get off as a block there, so we'd have a run. Now, nice job by Wursta to tackle him for a loss there. Moff in there as well. Great play by him. Loss on third down brings up fourth and about three. It was third and one. Loss of about three to make a fourth and three now for the Rockets from the 42-yard line. The big opportunity for the defense as we've got a slew of young Rocket cheerleaders in front of us, Coach Sands.
Yep, I think they said they had about 60 young Rocket cheerleaders that were going to be working with the girls tonight.
Two receivers left, two to the right. There's the snap. There's a penalty flag across the way. White running for his life. Throws it deep downfield, and it's caught, and he rolls into the end zone, but there's a penalty across the way. It's going to be illegal motion against the Roadrunners here. At least it should be, as he's inside the 5 to about the 2-yard line, but there it is, motion against the Roadrunners, and you talk about costly penalties right there. They shot themselves in the foot.
It's a huge break that time for the Rockets. White dropped back. Looked like he was going to pull it down and try to run for it, but at the last second he pulled up and kind of was hit as he was through and kind of threw it up for grabs. Two black jerseys and two white jerseys. The wrong color came down with it, but luckily it's coming back after that penalty.
All right. Wyatt Davenport in punt formation for the Roadrunners here on fourth and eight. Back deep, Cody Brown. There's the snap. There's the step and the kick. It's a lazy high pop fly as the Cody Brown takes it. Tries to pick his way over there on the right side. He's still on his feet. He lost the ball. The ball is loose. There's a penalty marker on the play, and it looks like Eddieville recovers it. And that was a huge break for the Rockets. That will have to sort out this penalty.
Looks like it was in the spot, probably a hole or a block in the back over there.
No, my goodness. The Rockets are picking up what they left off last week with penalties that are coming in at an inopportune time. Holding is the call, and that's 10 yards from the spot. That happened at about the 15, so the ball's going to sit at inside the 10 at about the 7-yard line. So 93 yards to go. That's what we got to do, Coach. We got to go 93 yards. Let's see what happens here. First offense is set for the Rockets. It looks like Jensen is under center. Power eye formation to the right. He pitches it to Van Dorn. He tries the left side, tries to cut up field. He cuts the corner. Nice job by Craig on his first carry of the night. Gets up to about the 13-yard line.
I think that's a 17. It's first down. It's a left where dirt works 10-yard run.
Excellent call, my friend. And a little nice chiropractic and wellness first down. Good job out of Van Dorn. Rockets up to the line of scrimmage. Jensen turns, gives right away up the gut. Good job by Van Dorn again as he gets past the 25-yard line, and the line seems to be clicking. Last week they clicked two. They were blowing people off the line against Sydney Kyoto, and here they're doing the same thing tonight.
Yeah, the first play they did a good job of holding that edge for Van Dorn to be able to stretch it out all the way over here to the sideline. That time they did a nice job of straight ahead blocking it, opening it up for a good gain on first down.
All right, Jensen under center, turns, gives to the up back this time. Cody Brown, he gets a first down. There you go with another Veldhuizen kind of practicing a wellness first down. So, back-to-back first downs for the Rockets on this drive as Maroff comes in with the next play. Ball sits at the 32-yard line for the Rockets. So far, so good with the offensive push. Jensen turns. pitches to Van Dorn. He tries right side this time. He cuts it up the field. He's at the 4-yard line. Excellent running and kicking on his feet. Balances well for Craig Van Dorn as he also gets a Valdizing chiropractic. His first down again. That's the third one of the ball game for the Rockets on their initial drive.
Yeah, nice job to be able to pick up that left footer. It works 10-yard run there by Craig as he was pulled down at the end of the tackle. The defender pulled him down on top of him, and he bounced over the top. Otherwise, he'd have been short by about a yard, but they rolled over the top and gave him that extra yard.
All right, Rockets with the inside run that time. He gets stuffed. Gain of one, maybe, on that particular play as Van Dorn was the ball carrier. Moff goes in. Cody Brown comes out with the next play. Let's see what happens on second and long. Second and nine. Just underway. 6:12 on the clock here at Eichrein Field. No score. Rockets with their first possession. Van Dorn with it. Hops over the 45-yard line to about the 47, but Yellow Hanky is coming out again, Coach Sands.
Yeah, that came from the umpire position there. It looked like it's probably going to be a hold or maybe another chop block.
A hold indeed on the Rockets. That's their third penalty thus far. And, boy, they're coming at a critical time.
Yeah, maybe those first couple penalties were just kind of the homecoming hyped-up jitters type deal, but we need to get those worn off in a hurry, otherwise we're going to be in trouble if we keep indiscipline penalties going like this.
33-yard line now, second and 19 for the Rockets here as we celebrate homecoming 2014. Second and long, Rockets power eye formation to the right. Give right up the gut to Van Dorn, and he gets chopped out immediately. Cam Hardy's in there. He has been playing a lot of defense. But yeah, I see him on the offensive side of the ball this time on the left side of the line.
Yeah. Talked to him last week before the Sigourney game, and he said he was going to be playing on both sides of the ball and even on the kickoff teams.
Now, he's a sophomore out of Eddyville getting some prime time action. Rockets come up to line of scrimmage. They send Cody Brown to the right side. High pitch. Off. Looks to throw. Oh, he hands off on a reverse to Cody Brown. He cuts it back inside, and it was blown up there by one of the I-35 kids to the 30-yard line. There's a late flag, and let's see what happens again. It's a lot of dirty laundry already here in the ball game. Here comes the call by the man in the white hat, dead ball, personal foul against the Rockets. Oh, mercy me.
There must have been a little extra action going on in the pile after the end of the play there.
One of the Rocket linemen had their guys down, and I thought he was just over him, but he might have been saying a few things. I didn't see any punches thrown or anything like that, but oh, mercy. Third down and long, ball all the way back to the 15-yard line. So after three nice first downs, the Rockets have been in reverse gear, and it'll bring up fourth down because it was on that penalty. Jensen, punt. We know what's been happening the last couple times. He takes the snap. Right away, he kicks it. It's a high floater, not very deep at all. Gets a 35 bounce at the 35-yard line. It's going to roll at the 37. So a short field coming up for the Roadrunners.
Yeah, defensively, we're going to have to be ready again. Last week against Sigourney, the only time we gave up a touchdown was when we gave them a short field, short of them this last week inside the 25-yard line, I believe we gave the ball. The 37 is not much better. We need to step it up here, turn them away.
Lush Boutique in downtown Eddyville, wherever you can find your official Rocket gear. She's got jewelry, clothing, shoes, home decor. That's Angie Lobrick, downtown Eddyville. There's White with it. He rolls to his left, cuts it up the field. There's a pitch over to his man. He's got some room on the outside, and he's got the first down and more as he scampers all the way up to the 22-yard line for a first down for the Roadrunners. Oh, mercy me. That's the Roadrunners' second first down here in the first quarter. as we got a stoppage of play and timeout in Eddyville. And Coach Bear is going to have a few words with the troops. Personalize your own shirt at Blush Boutique to support the Rockets with the number one fan or put your kid's jersey number on it. They're open Tuesdays to Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity football win, you'll receive 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique. They can be found on Facebook as well. The Loeffler Dirt Works for all types of dirt work needs. Call Chad Loeffler because all of his equipment has precise guided GPS systems. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching. You need to think about what you're going to need after harvest. Get your reservation in now for terrace construction, field piling, or pod building. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. And Coach Sands, we can get a quick blurb in here. We were able to travel to Knoxville to cover the volleyball squad. That was kind of an entertaining evening to watch the Rockets sweep the Panthers.
Yeah, we didn't know what to expect there with Knoxville also being undefeated in the conference. Our girls did a nice job after being a little bit nervous that first game, settling down and taking Knoxville 3-0, giving them a driver's seat for the conference championship once again.
All right, on that play, White threw a quick slant to his slot receiver on the left. It was incomplete, brings up second down. The clock stops at 4:20, and the Roadrunners are able to pull out a few more plays out of their playbook here with a short field. Let's see what happens here. They send three receivers to the right, one's over there on the left side. There's the snap. He rolls to his right, looking. And now the pursuit is coming for the Rockets. And down he goes, a sack of the quarterback. And Louis Winkleman, I was hoping that they would throw the flag. He came in, he was kind of pushed and then lost his balance and rolled on top of the quarterback, but they didn't throw the flag, so that's a good thing. He kind of held up so he wouldn't hit him as hard as he could have. So a nice sack of the quarterback all the way back to the 28-yard line, 3rd and 15. Formation for the runners. There's a snap. A pitch to the left side. And he's hit. He spins away from it, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and he made something out of nothing there as there was good pursuit, but they couldn't wrap him up.
Yeah, we had three guys over there putting shoulders into him. Not one of them wrapped him up with their arms around the waist or legs. He was able to spin out. And still a long ways to go. First about 15 here. One more time, the defense to step up.
Yes, a big opportunity for the defense to get off of the field here after the short punt. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. White in shotgun motion. There, he drops back, looks to run it now, and he gets hit, bounces off, throws it deep into the end zone for a couple of guys, and it's a touchdown there for the Roadrunners. Oh, my goodness, there was nobody home on the defense there. That was a, 28-yard pass?
White did a nice job of avoiding that initial rush. He kind of did a little pump fake and got the guy up in the air and was able to run around him and rolled out about enough time. He was all alone in the end zone after we were unable to stay with him.
Oh, mercy me. And the PAT is good, and that makes it 7-0. And the thing about a team that doesn't have anything to lose, they took advantage of a short field indeed, and to go up 7-0 here at Icrine Field on homecoming. And the Rockets cannot hang their head. They've got to put together a drive now. Last time they had the ball, they had a great job of getting three first downs immediately, and then all of a sudden the penalties started racking up and they were going in a backwards direction. The Country Store in Fremont has a full line of hardware items right near you at the Country Store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts, the Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin Power Tools. The Country Store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. They're located just south of the elevator in Fremont. And wouldn't you think that Coach Sands, the kids don't want to get down after that touchdown? They've got to come back. There's plenty of time on the clock, 2:52 in the first quarter. But you got to get it in the end zone. Let's see what happens here. Country Store kick is short. It's going to be picked up by Maroff. He gives it to Cody Brown on the end of run, and the Roadrunners were able to stay at home and make a tackle at about the 32-yard line, and that's where the Rockets will have it.
Now, nearly Maroff about had his knee down on the ground when he was fielding that ball. It bounced so short in front of him, he had to pick it up. But he was able to get Cody Brown to pick up a few extra yards.
All right. From the 32-yard line come the Rockets. Power eye formation. Jensen, hands off, right up the gut. And you've noticed that the Roadrunner defense has started to come in closer. They got several kids in that box there as the Rockets are wanting to try to hit them with speed. That time they went up the gut. They gained about 3 yards, 7-7 coming up. But you got to have some positive yardage here in a big way. Jensen, under center, power eye. Pitch down to Van Dorn over here on the left side. He turns the corner past the 40 up to about the 45. Yes, they're going to give him a first down. And there you go with a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down. Good job out of Trey Van Dorn. He made that turn. He was able to tiptoe on the sideline to get some more yardage.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to surprise anybody in Mike Ryan Field tonight that the Rockets are going to try to run the football. Like I said, on that first play from scrimmage, I-35 had to step up the middle this time. Van Dorn was able to get around the corner and get his shoulder turned and get upfield for a nice gain.
Snapped him off. He's able to bring it down. He's scooting around to the right side. Nice job by Blake as he takes it across the way, past the midfield stripe, up to the 41-yard line of the Roadrunners. That's a little work bulldozer run of 10 yards or more, and Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down.
Yeah, a little mixed time. This Blake is actually in the quarterback position of the shotgun. He almost snapped it with his head, but a nice job of bringing that down one-handed off the snap. Good job by the Rockets over on the far side, sealing that edge, and off used the speed to get around the corner.
Cody Brown's left. Jensen left. As Moff tries the left side here, he's getting hung up, but now he breaks away on the left side. Good job by him. He's get up past the 40 to about the 35-yard line, and there's some pads are popping out there. As you see, Jace Riley is off the disabled list. He's able to get a nice block in there.
Yeah, I'm sure Jace is ready to play. He's been out for a few weeks on some crutches, so it's nice to see him back out there getting those pads going, getting some nice blocks.
That being said, Luke Welsh is on the sideline. He got injured in practice for the week. Van Dorn takes it to the right side, gets to the second level of the defense with his run. He is to about the 30, maybe even inside the 30, to a 28-yard line of first down. Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down for the Rockets. And here's a nice drive they're putting together. Let's see if we can continue at Coach Sands.
Yeah, that offensive line has been doing a nice job here, blocking straight ahead and also being able to seal that edge.
All right. And turns, and Van Dorn is hit immediately. He spins forward to get some positive yardage out of that, but not much going on that particular play. We'll give you a shout-out if you text me, 641-660-7764. We'll give you a holler on KIIC.3, and don't forget this game will be rebroadcast on Sunday night on 96.7 FM Thunder Country, KIIC. At 9 p.m. Sunday night, Jensen turns, gives to the first guy through, and that is probably Brown on that nice run off the left side there, and he gets as far as the yardage, but a big third down coming up. Third and about 4 for the Rockets.
Yeah, let's hope that they try to mix it up a little bit here. I-35 knows that we're trying to run the ball, and sometimes we get a little too predictable and keep running that same play straight ahead.
They give to Van Dorn right side, and he is bulldogged down at the point of attack. Wow. they stuffed that game, and it's going to be 21 seconds left in the first quarter, and I would suspect that the Rockets would run out and gather the troops and talk about it in between the two periods. But I've been wrong before. 7 seconds, yep. I doubt if they'll get it off in time. Let's see what happens. They're running up to the line of scrimmage like they got to make it. Marov takes it to the left side, and he makes the first down. He's on the sideline, and he ends the score. Touchdown for Bearcats! Holy moly! Blake Marov with a huge run for the touchdown as the quarter comes to an end.
I missed most of the play. All I can see was this nice paneling to my left here as from Marv got around the corner. I thought he was going to get the first down, but listening to your call, sounds like he made it all the way in down the sideline.
He did indeed. I couldn't believe that they ran the play. I thought they gathered the troops. That was fourth down, and they were able to take it in for the score. Here's a two-point try. The snap, give to Van Dorn. He is going to be stopped short, and there is a no good. A PAT is good, and that will leave the score 7-6. The Roadrunners are able to lead at the end of the first quarter. And after a slugfest of defense there in the first part, I-35 is able to use a short field to get a touchdown, and then the Rockets come back on the ensuing possession to march down the field. That was a 68-yard drive to put 6 on the board as the T-shirt cannon, he is shooting them high into the air. Look at that puppy. They're also throwing footballs as well. They're actually on the field, and they're hitting it. Oh, that's amazing. Neighbor Yeager with the Gatling gun. He must have too much time on his hands to be cranking on that. He engineered it. And that puppy is shooting those things way, way into the air. Your chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Dustin Veldhuizen provide you with the comfort you are looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Veldhuizen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. The First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rocket Athletics. And that's just what the doctor ordered, even with the missed PAT. It was good to see the Rockets respond after that touchdown by the Roadrunners to within 1-7-6. They will trail at the start of the second quarter. Louis Winkleman ready to have a score kick. And he approaches straight on with the left foot, end over end. It's going to be close to getting out of bounds. No, it will go through the end zone. Good job by Louis. And that will be first and 10 for the Roadrunners on the touchback. Well, you called it, Jeff Sands. You said that you needed to see that strong leg of him. And it returned with a vengeance right there.
It did. It looked like it was near the far sideline, but luckily we got a good straightforward bounce and not bouncing left out of bounds. Got it into the end zone for a touchback.
All right. This is what I foresee to happen. The defense is going to rise to occasion. They're going to get a D&D outdoor turnover as the Roadrunners come up the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left to the right. They'll run it on first down off the right side. Stepped up nicely by the line. Good job by the Rockets there on first down. Chase Riley down there at the bottom. Looks like Worsta as well. And Jensen, good job. Louis Winkleman comes in. Is that Lopez, 65, coming out? Yep, Colby Lopez was in on that play. Good job by Colby as he was able to buy some time for Louis as he changed his shoes after that kick. Two receivers left to the right. White in the shotgun takes it. And he looks to run himself, and he's dragged down. A nice job again by Louis Winkleman.
Yeah, nice job of not being fooled by that fake and staying home. It looked like he was going to throw it to one of the running backs around that far side, pull it back down, and just go straight ahead himself. But Lou was there to wrestle him down.
Third and 10 coming up for the Roadrunners. From the 20-yard line, a huge defensive play here for the Rockets to get the ball back immediately. There's the snap. He looks to throw, dropping back. Now he's going to run with it, and up the field it comes, and a nice tackle by Moff around the ankles, but it's going to be close to that first down marker there. White was able to read the defense and bring it up the field.
Looks like he's going to be a foot or two short. There wasn't anybody able to keep him contained on the far side. Like you said, I couldn't tell if it must have been Moff on that far side chasing him down, or Closter, one of the two.
Decision time for the Roadrunners here. Fourth and one from the 29-yard line. Let's see what happens. Kind of a risky gamble, but let's see what happens with the defense here as White under center will send three guys to the left and to the right. White takes it, and he tries to right side. He looks like he stopped. I don't think he made it, sense.
No, they went backwards. I don't think he even got like a line of scrimmage.
The defense has risen to the occasion on fourth down. A huge play. Turned over on downs, and they will have a short field now. And an opportunity to put the ball in the end zone. The ball's sitting at the 29-yard line. And this, by far, is their best position of the football field. The 29-yard line by 35. 10:35 on the clock. Rockets down 6-7. Moff takes it. Looks to the right side. He can either run or pass. He's going to run. Up the field he goes. A nice gain on first down by Blake as he's pushed out of bounds over here at about the 16-yard line. First and 10. Leffler didn't work first down. Leffler didn't work run of 10 yards or more. And the Velheisen chiropractic first down. There we go.
Yeah, nice job by Blake as he came to this near side. Faked a couple times to keep the defense honest. Was able to pick up a couple blocks by Ben Dorn. Able to turn the corner.
Brown and Jensen on the left side as Moff takes the snap and he runs straight up the gut. He's inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. Blake Moff with a quick quarterback keeper. Rockets are utilizing the offense quite well, and I've noticed since Blake has been inserted in the quarterback position, the tempo has picked up for the Rocket offense.
One good thing we're doing is keeping the I-35 on their toes and just keeping that bump and ramming right down their throat.
All right, Jensen under center. He gives Van Dorn. He got hit at the line of scrimmage, and he lost actually a foot on that. He'll bring a third down short now. The ball does sit at the 10 for the loss of about one. It's going to be third down and about three. All right. Hardy comes out. Jensen split to the right side, put it down to the right side. Moff under center, takes the snap, looks the throw, fires it quickly to Cody Brown. He was down when he caught it. He was on his knees. It's going to be at the 5. First down, though, achieved. That's a Veldheim's Chiropractic and Wellness first down. The 8th first down in the first half, Coach Sands, and that's great to see.
In the NFL, that would have been a touchdown. Nobody touched when he got the ramp. No, I wasn't even caught it. Nice job. This is the kind of opportunity we need to take advantage of right here to get the momentum back.
First goal, and there's a penalty flag as the Rockets did not, they were not set on that, and a procedure is going to be called, legal motion is going to be called, and oh, mercy, I can just feel Coach Bear, his blood pressure going off a little bit. You're right there on the 4-yard line, and you have to have a penalty for 5 yards, brings it back to about the 9.5-yard line.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if we were trying to get up there and get that quick count, and our quarterback just didn't give him enough time to get set on the line, or if it was somebody jumped a little early.
All right, formation to the right. And now the Roadrunners jump and get that 5 yards payback.
Yep, nice job in discipline that time as Jensen gave the hard count there. The Roadrunners jumped across the line. basically giving us back that 5 yards.
Turn about, fair to say, the ball will get back to the 4 or 5 yard line. Here's the Rockets. They give it to Cody Brown. He runs over to the left side. He's got some speed to go. And yes, he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown for the Rockets on 4 yard Cody Brown run.
Yeah, they gave it to Cody Brown, kind of on the end around of the running back position. Had some good blocks to seal the corner. He had one man to beat, and that lineman beats the defense, had no chance of catching Cody around the corner.
At the 8:23 mark, excuse me, the Rockets go in for a score and take the lead 12-7. And now for the all-important PAT here, as Louis Winkleman comes in. Looks like he's got the T with him. Gloucester comes out. Jensen will hold. Kind of surprised they're not going for two. Let's see what happens here. Jensen on his knee. Louis Winkleman, the kick. There's the snap. Hold the snap. The kick looks good. It is good. And the PAT makes the Rockets 13, the Roadrunners 7 here at Icrime Field. Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant. Whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant just north of the fire station in Ottumwa. Check out all your favorite games on their mini TVs or their 90-inch big screen. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa, 641-684-4178. And don't forget to like them on Facebook for all their nightly events and specials. What a thing of beauty, Coach Sands, as the Rockets were able to take that short field and get a touchdown out of it.
Yeah, just like you said, the defense stepped up there. The Roadrunners pulled nice on fourth and short and did a nice job of stopping it, giving us short field. Offensively, we did what we needed to. We had one little hiccup there on the 5 yard line. That false start, we got that back on a good hard count by Jensen, and we were able to punch it in there and take advantage, get that momentum right back where we needed.
That could be a turning point in the game. On fourth down from the 29, Rockets are able to make that stop and then cash it in. We'll see how it plays out here as the game progresses. Right now, the Rockets lead, though, 13-7, and we'll be getting ready for a country store kick by Louis Winkleman as the Roadrunners are set to receive this kick. Louis takes a peek, got his arm raised, and here he approaches the left foot, and it's high, end over end, and it's going to drive the receiver back. He lets it bounce past the five. He finally picks it up, tries right side, and gets one down before he gets to the 10-yard line. What a nice two-point kick coverage there by the Rockets.
Yeah, the deep back looked down and dropped, thinking it was going to bounce into the end zone. It looked like one of your pitching wedges when it hit the 3-yard line. It just spun back and sat there. So it was a live ball. He had to pick it up and try to run. And coverage was really good down there. Stopped him right around the 10-yard line.
T.J. Sinneth was one of the ones down there at the point of attack and making that tackle. First and 10 from the 11-yard line. They mark it for the Roadrunners. Another chance for the Rockets to get them pinned back deep in their own territory. Here comes the Roadrunners with a run. Nice job by the defense there. It's number 72, Cam Hardy, comes out of his position on the lineman and makes a tackle for loss.
Yeah, that's a big play. That's all the way back to the 5-yard line. Cameron did a nice job of stiffing that one out. Got back there. Sure tackle down around the leg and wrap his arms up.
They were trying to bring a guy in motion here to have him run the ball, and Cam Hardy just came across the line from his right end position. Excellent job by the sophomore and the Roadrunners. They just don't have that spirit in their step here like they did in the first quarter. Two receivers left, two to the right. There's the snap. They handed it right up the gut, and he's going to get tackled right at the point of attack once again by the Rocket line. Good job by the defense there, and it's going to be third and long coming up from the 4-yard line. Wow, what a turn of events. Just that one play on fourth down has made the difference thus far. Rockets with a huge chance here to get another stop and get off the field. Get that ball back. Roadrunners sent two to the right, one to the left. Right. There's the snap. He looks too fast. Looking. He fires it deep downfield. He's got his man and is broken up. A huge hit I'm off. And he's done quite a little bit of that this particular year. The pass was intended to Kennedy, but Blake Moss said hello.
To say if Moss hadn't got there right, did Kennedy look like he had that wrapped up? Nice throw by Lloyd, hit him right in the numbers. But just a split second after he had a hold of it, Moss hit the wood to him and knocked that ball loose.
Fourth down coming up, and boy, that was a huge hit. Remember, the State of the Week and Block of the Week are sponsored by the AgriPower FFA as the Roadrunners get a punt off. And there's a fumble on the play, and the Roadrunners are excited about it. Let's see. Ooh, they get the Rockets. Ooh, boy, that would have been a head break for the Rockets, but instead they were able to wrap up that ball. Oh, it is the Roadrunners' ball. The man in the white hat said it's going to be. So there's a fumble and a turnover, even though it's a bad one. The D&D turnover for the Rockets against the Rockets gives the Roadrunners new life at the 27-yard line. Okay, they sent two guys over here to the left side. And there's a stoppage of play. Roadrunners are going to take a timeout. That's the first. That's the first of the first half. I'm not the second half one. I'll have to fix that. And Rockets have used one timeout as well. Being outdoors, buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition with any purchase of a gun. You can purchase a brick of hard-to-find 22 caliber ammunition. Deer season is close by, and you can get your deer hunting license right there at D&D Outdoors. Also, with hunting season, you can get your reservation in for a spot to get your taxidermy done right there at D&D. All types of wildlife. See D&D Outdoors in downtown Eddyville. And turnovers and penalties, it seems like we chat about that every year, Coach Sands. It doesn't matter if it was the first time that we broadcast 5 years ago or just last week. It always comes back to haunt the Rockets.
Yeah, that ball is kind of short and looking tough. It was Moss that was having to run up to come and get that, but even if we got that ball back, we're going to have the ball inside the 35-yard line. But he tried to kind of make it and couldn't get there. Now, they're having the ball, we give it back to them first and 10.
Nice job by the defense on this play. They tried to run the run around the left side there with the man in motion, and we were able to knock him back to the 25, second and about 11, or 10 and a half, take your pick here, but either way, the defense has been playing the run very, 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 very tough.
Just what we've expected to see out of our defense all season long, that good run defense. Big play here would get this ball back.
White rolls to his left. Under pressure now. He's scrambling for his life. He's sacked. Sacked all the way back to the 16-yard line by Louis Winkleman. The senior is able to corral him. They're going to mark him at the 17, make it. What a nice job of pursuit by the Rockets.
Yeah, Louis Winkleman's having himself a good first half of football here tonight. I'm really doing a great job of kicking the ball off, but doing a nice job on defense, getting out there and making a big sack all the way back inside the 16-yard line, going to bring up close to second and 20.
5:30 on the clock. 5:30 on the clock here. A third down coming up. You do the what-if game, or at least I do sometimes. Rockets could have had the ball here, but now with a third and long, let's see what happens. White takes it, rolls to his right. He's under pressure again. He's still under pressure. Down he goes. Excellent. And it's Louis Winton. Back-to-back sacks by Louis Winkleman.
Another great job by the line in front, getting the pressure. Louis was able to get time. One thing you want to give credit where credit's due also, when the quarterback pulled down and scrambled, that secondary is doing a nice job. He had no place to get rid of it. Gave Louis the opportunity to get there and get the sack.
He's playing like a man possessed. Here's the punt by the Roadrunners, and it drives Rockets back. They let it down. Cody Brown picks it up at the 45-yard line. He comes over here on the right side. He gets a nice block. He's up to the 30, the 25, and down he goes. Nice job by Cody Brown on the return. I don't see any penalty flags. Rockets will be cooking at about the 20-yard line.
You talk about that block and stick of the week. Cameron Hardy is putting in his application for a block of the week right there. As he was laid out one of the Roadrunners as he was coming around to blocking for that punt.
Yes, he got a backside block, and he laid him out, and that sprung Cody Brown up the right sideline. 4:32 on the clock. Rockets lead 13-7. Moff takes it, rolls to his right, looking. He runs out of real estate, fires it away, and it's incomplete. A smart play by Blake on that one as he threw it away, as Jensen was not open downfield, and he just ran out of real estate over here on the right side.
Yeah, he rolled out to this near side, the short side of the field. Not much room to work over here. Good coverage downfield by the Roadrunners. Moff decided to turn the pass instead of pulling down and run. They just threw it away over the top of everybody into the end zone.
I'm just taking a peek at that truck that's running around behind the football field. Moff takes it, runs to his right. He's got a huge opening. He gets it all the way up to about the 10-yard line, make it the 11. Moff, that burst of speed up the middle. And a first down, Velizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down for him. 9 first downs as we got a timeout to the Roadrunners, and that's their second one of the first half. They got one left. Windstream, KIIC, recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that includes free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. Get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. And the Rockets will gain a lot of momentum if they can put this puppy in the bank here on this possession. First and 10 from the 11. Moff takes it, rolls to his left. Got a blocker in front of him. He cuts it up the field. He runs out of real estate, but it keeps going, and he's going to be inside the 10 to about the 6-yard line. Nice job by Blake Moff. Could have done a little bit better by getting out of bounds.
About this stage of the game, with 4 minutes on the clock, you might as well just let it keep running. Let some of that clock and not give I-35 an opportunity to be able to score in the first half.
Yeah, I thought there was less time on it, so that's okay. All right, Morrow comes out. Jensen under center here on second down. Off the right side goes Van Dorn. He's inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line. And it's going to be third down coming up. Third down and about 3. They can get a first down inside the 1, which would help. But it's a big third down here, Coach.
Yeah, you'd have to see him not worry about that first down. Just get a good block and good push up front. Allow that running back to get to the end zone.
All right, formation. The pitch to Van Dorn. He's trying the right side. He's got a blocker. Gets him for the score. Trey Van Dorn from 4 yards out with the touchdown. Rockets. And they take a lead of 20-7. Uh-oh. Hold the phone. I see a penalty marker down. Let's see what happens. It's holding against the Rockets. Ooh. Got to wipe that one off the scoreboard here. And I'll ring it up on the penalties. Another 10-yard penalty. That's the 6th penalty on the Rockets here in the first half.
Ooh, there's that broken record we talk about, the discipline of keeping those penalties clean and turnovers. Just when they thought we were into the end zone, the time's going to come back.
All right, Moff now takes, looks, pulls it back down, cuts his way back to the left side of the field. There's another penalty marker down. Blake is running for his life. He's at the 35. He's looking to throw the ball finally. Oh, he got a man open, and he overthrew him. Van Dorn was sitting there at about the 10-yard line. What a play by Blake Moff. And we'll check out this penalty here. And it's probably going against the Rockets. And here comes the call, another holding call. Oh, mercy me. Coach Bear's got his hair cut short for a reason. He can't pull it out. Oh, my.
Trying to elude that sack. Blake just kept running backwards and running backwards. Eventually, And he did try to get it to Van Dorn. I think at that point he was just happy to get rid of the ball and not take that big loss.
Yeah, it's the anniversary of the run by Seneca Wallace. I had shades of that as he cut back to the left. But then he turned back to his right and came this way and finally fired a pass that was incomplete. That stops the clock at 2:38, but the ball's all the way back to the 30-yard line, and they've got 3rd and 13. Mara runs the left side, takes the handoff, and he's going to try to cut back now, and down he goes, trying to do a little bit too much there now on that particular play, and he is going to be back to about the 30-yard line. So a lot of running around for nothing.
Yeah, both those plays, a lot of too much east and west running instead of north and south running, just getting around that corner and getting what you can on that 3rd and a mile. Now it's going to bring up 4th, and we're at the 35-yard line. We got to get to the 1, about 4th and 34.
There's another penalty. Now what's going to happen? Oh, too many people in the huddle. And that's going to rack up another penalty against the Rockets. Back to come.
Okay, 4th and 39.
We had the ball at the, what was it, the 4-yard line? Yeah, at 5-yard line. And we took it in for that apparent touchdown, and we've been moving back ever since. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right, Jensen, in gun formation here. As the clock sits at about 43.
I'm stuck with those history teachers and their math skills over there. They got 35, I think it's 39.
Jensen takes a kick, and it's a fair caught by the Roadrunners at about the 8-yard line, so a nice punt, but a wasted opportunity by the Rockets there. They had a short field, and they couldn't do anything with it. So those types of errors need to be cleaned up at halftime, Coach.
Yeah, definitely. We talk about that every week, discipline to keep up the turnovers and penalties to a minimum. And that time, we must have had, what, 1, 2, 4 penalties in a row?
Yeah.
To move back from inside the 5-yard line all the way out to the 39-yard line.
Okay.
Luckily, usually they teach those punt returners, if you're inside the 10, to let it go and he's fair caught inside the 5-yard line. They're down at the 3.
Well, funny things have happened. Maybe we can get a turnover this deep. White takes it, fires it to the left flat, and it is incomplete. He kind of threw a lazy pass instead of rifling it, but he had pressure to him. That'll stop the clock, too.
Yeah, they had some room to run if he had made a good pass over here to the side. But lucky for the Rockets, it dropped a little bit short, and he was unable to corral it.
All right. Graydon Linderman out here on the right corner playing his senior homecoming ball game. As it just amazes me, all these little whippersnappers out here doing the cheerleading tonight. Roadrunner sent two guys to the right side, one to the left, as White takes it, and he runs right up the gut. And, oh, mercy, he got hit. And I don't mean maybe. They got up to the 5-yard line. That does keep the clock running. Rockets with a couple timeouts. I'm surprised they're not taking one here.
Yeah, that's a little surprising with that. They still got 3rd and long inside the 5-yard line still. They're letting a lot of time off the clock.
Roadrunners bringing in the play from the sideline here. They're not in any hurry to get this play off. They're able to utilize the clock. They send a guy to the right, a guy to the left here. White. Shotgun position. He just runs right up the middle, and he stopped there. And maybe now they'll call timeouts. And there it is, finally, 40 seconds. So Rockets do get the timeout with 40 seconds left. They'll have one timeout left.
Maybe he's saving one for an offensive play here.
Fremont Funeral Chapel. When a loved one passes, you can count on Fremont Funeral Chapel to provide you with honest, dependable, and professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Chapel will be able to take your stressful situation, bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Chapel the next time you are in need. 641-933-4315 as the Roadrunners break their title over there on the far sideline here at Graham Field. The Rockets still talking it over with Coach Russ Baird. The band is getting set to cross the way in turn three for their halftime entertainment. And speaking of which, Coach Gladys Jensko from fifth-rated volleyball squad is to be here at halftime to talk a little bit as the Roadrunners are able to get the punt off and out of bounds across the way, and the Rockets will have it at the 37-yard line of I-35. I think they went with a quick kick the way it looked. I didn't see that play.
Why? I didn't either.
All right. Rockets have a first and 10 from the 37. 33 seconds on the clock, so let's see what happens here. Cody Brown comes over on the right side as well as Jensen in the slot position. Wow. Rolls to his right. Looking. Fires it deep downfield. Jensen's open, and he overshot his man at about the 5-yard line. He double-cocked that pass and let it fly. Jensen was behind his man, but he couldn't pull it in. Just over the fingertips.
Yeah, it was a good route, both by Cody and Kevin. Both men down the near sideline. Jensen down the hash and Cody around the numbers. Looked like they both had a step on the man. Moss just overthrew Jensen by about two steps.
All right, second and 10, 26 seconds on the clock. Rockets with one timeout. Ma rolls to his right, looking. He's going to turn it up the field. He's at the 35, the 30, the 25, and out of bounds. And there we go with a nice stoppage of the clock there as he gets out of bounds with 18 seconds left here at first down yardage achieved. That's their 10th first down unofficially. And, of course, that's a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down for the Rockets right at the 25-yard line. It would be wonderful to get the ball in the end zone, but they're short on time. Let's see what happens. Receiver splits the left side. Off, takes it. Rolls to his left. Looks to pass. He's got his man. Oh, it's tipped at the end by number 33, Kennedy. Jensen almost had it in his mitt and couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, just a little bit behind Jensen. Allowed Kennedy to get around it and knock that way. A little bit stronger throw, a little bit to the near side. Could have been a completion down inside the 10-yard line.
All right. Rockets now. Moroff from the shotgun. Receiver split to the left side. There's a snap. He rolls to his left, looking to pass it. He passes it deep down the field, and it's incomplete. It went through the I-35 defender's hands. I thought Cody Brown would come up with it, or excuse me, Jensen, and he dropped it as well. That would have been a huge completion there.
It won a big bullet died there that they didn't intercept it. And then an opportunity miss where, like you said, it looked like it bounced out of the I-35 defender's hands and right into Jensen's, but either he was out of bounds or couldn't hold on.
6 seconds left. 13-7 is our score here heading into halftime, and let's see what happens here. Power eye formation at Jensen, and there's some motion there. Halfback pass to Maroff, and it's going to be incomplete, but there's a pass interference here as Worst came out of the play there, and there's a penalty marker at the end, so offsetting penalties probably is going to be the call, but there's 0.1 second left, and there's the home cooking for you on that. They're going to have one play left. Yes, and offsetting penalties. And the Rockets will have one final play here from the 25-yard line. And timeout. There's that final timeout by the Rockets. 13-7 is their score. Bush Boutique in downtown Eddyville with Angie Lawbury, the owner. You can find your official Rocket gear. She's got jewelry, clothing, shoes, home decor. Personalize your own shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan or your kid's jersey number, and then put the number one grandson on it. They're open from Tuesdays to Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity football win, you'll receive 25% off any one item in the store following that Tuesday only. Lush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. And the Rockets do have 2 touchdowns. So far, they're halfway to that goal of getting that 25% off Lush Boutique action. Louis Wakeman's going to put the tee down at the 32-yard line. That'll make it a 42-yarder here. Jensen, the holder. There's the snap, the step, and the kick. It's on the way. It has some distance. It's gone. Louis Wakeman with a 42-yard field goal as we go into halftime. 16-7 is our score. What a kick by Wakeman at the buzzer.
Yeah, he's been kicking well all night long. I'm glad to see them give him an opportunity, and it's a big field goal. Wakeman boost puts us up by more than one score going into the second half.
Unbelievable job by the Rockets as Wakeman was able to put the toe to it with 0.1 seconds on the clock here in halftime. They're at home cooking. Woo-wee! I bet they're a little disturbed on the other side of the ledger, but the Rockets are able to get a field goal out of it here at halftime. Your scoring updates goes like this. With no time on the clock in the first quarter, Ma scored the first touchdown for the Rockets. But before that, the I-35 scored the first touchdown of the game at 2:52 on the clock on a 28-yard white pass. The PAT was good to make it 7-0. Then that Moff run with no time left in the first quarter to make it 7-6, the Roadrunners, after the PAT fail. Then in the second quarter at the 8:23 mark, a 4-yard Cody Brown run made 13-7 with a made PAT. And then the field goal right at the buzzer by Louis Wakeman, 0.1 seconds left, a 42-yarder by Wakeman, made it 16-7 at halftime, and we are here at the homecoming festivities as the state wrestlers are out there, the state championship. They're presenting the trophy to Kurt Johnson for winning the team championship. Rockets had 4 individual champions there at Wells Fargo, and what a wonderful time that was there at the well, as the Rockets were able to crown 4 champions and the team champion. And then the softball girls, the runner-up softball squad is also being honored. Coach Fenton, Coach Sal is out there with the girls squad. They're showing off the banner, showing off the trophy here in front of homecoming. A huge crowd, as Coach Sands and I said, and just a fantastic atmosphere for tonight's ball game here at Ike Ryan Field. And Coach Sands, did you want to give a little recap on what you saw with Bede? And he just about broke that one for a big one. The ball is up to the 39-yard line where the Rockets will have it first and 10. To start the second half, leading 16-7. Moff takes it, hands off, and a nice run on first down by Van Dorn, I believe it was. Yes, Van Dorn carrying the mail the first time, gets 5 yards, maybe even 6. What's the halftime scoop there, Coach Sands?
I think it's great that we're getting the ball in the second half, kicking that field goal, and time ran out at the end of the half, getting the ball back and a good return. Keep that momentum and hopefully build up, get another score here to start the second half.
Another run by Van Dorn as he gets almost to the 50-yard line. He's going to be very close to that Feldhausen chiropractic first down, and then they don't give it to him. It's about a yard short. 3rd and 1. My take on this is the Rockets can stay away from penalties. We ought to be able to make some hay here in the second half. Third and short, 3rd and less than 1 here from the almost the midfield stripe. Moff takes, misses, makes the tackler miss, tries to get to the outside, but he does not. An excellent tackle over here on the left side. It's going to be a loss of a couple, and it's going to be fourth down, and a early decision here by Coach Bear to see what happens. You know, in the first half, Coach Sands, the Roadrunners rolled the dice with a lead of 7-0, and from their own 20-yard line, they turned it over on downs with a 4th-and-1 play. Rockets now with a 4th-and-3, and they're going to go for it. Power eye formation. There's the turn, the give to Van Dorn. He's got the first down. Good job by Craig Van Dorn. Veldizing chiropractic and wellness first down. The first one of the second half.
Blocking on the right side that time, they give just enough room for Van Dorn. And he hit the hole quickly and was able to slice through there and pick up a couple extra yards for that first down.
All right. Unofficially, the Rockets had 10 first downs in the first half, and that's their first one now. From the 48-yard line of I-35, Maroff takes it. Gets up the field to about the 45-yard line, where he got tackled by the linebacking corps of the Roadrunners. Gain of about 2 or 3.
Yep, not a bad gain on first down. Pick up about 3 yards. We do it every time. You just march right down the field.
Interesting that Maroff will come out. Hardy will go in. And then Jensen will come under center on the power eye formation. They've really been switching up the offensive sets here. The turn and the give to Van Dorn. He tries the right side up to the 40-yard line and more up to the 39-yard line. Good job by Trek Van Dorn. It'll be 3rd and short.
Another good push up front by the offensive line, creating some room for Van Dorn. Another big gain going to give us a very manageable 3rd and short here.
All right, 16-7. Rockets lead early in the third quarter, 8:42 on the clock here at Eichrein Field, homecoming 2014. Maroff takes it, rolls to his left, throws it back to his right side, works it wide open. Oh, it's a nice breakup on the play by the I-35 defender, number 30, Egley. Not enough distance on that play as it was underthrown just as close.
He did have a couple steps on the receiver, Maroff, rolling to that left side. Once he got turned around, he really didn't have that momentum built up to be able to make that throw. And it came up short, and luckily it wasn't intercepted.
Now, that's the first time he's seen that play on the year, Coach Sands. It gets to Van Dorn right up the gut, and he gets to the 35-yard line. And there's some pads of popping there on the offensive line by the Rockets. They're able to move the Roadrunners off of the ball. First down, that's the Veldizing Chiropractic and Wellness first down, their second one of the ball game. But going back to that play before, he's rolled out before and looked to Coach Brown or Jensen. This time, Worstead took off from his tight end position there. Maroff takes this one, cuts it up the field on the left side. He's past the 30 to the 25-yard line. Blake Maroff with some fast running up to the 22-yard line. And he'll have a left or dirt work run of 10 yards or more and a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down.
Yeah, that was a great job by Blake that time. It looked initially like the Roadrunners had some good pursuit over there. Chase Riley looking still a little bit gimpy on that ankle. Wasn't quite able to get a block there on that corner, but Maroff was able to outrun about 2 or 3 defenders around that corner and make a big game.
Power line formation. Give to Van Dorn. Right side. Running hard. Running tough. He's inside the 20 to about the 16-yard line. Good job by Trey Van Dorn. Wow. The offense is even cooking more, firing off the ball than they did in the first half.
Yeah, we're looking good right now on offense, taking care of business up front, winning the battle there in the trenches. Running backs are running hard and got a good break there on that one pass play that we tried to throw.
No doubt, that's could have easily been a D&D outdoor turnover the other way. Rockets with one turnover thus far. They had a fumbled punt that could have been nice to have. We would have been in Roadrunner territory. Split to the right side is Brown and Jensen. Maroff with it. He's in trouble. Throws a little pass. It's caught short by, who is that, Glosser? Yeah, Lobster with the catch and run. He got some yak after that. He's inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, nice job. Brett Tibbett was really patient rolling out here to this near side. Looked like he was wanting to run. Pulled it down. Stayed patient. Was able to find Lobster for what looked like it was going to be a short game. But once Jaren got his shoulders turned north and south, he ran hard. Nice game down inside the 5-yard line.
First and goal at the Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down. Power formation. Van Dorn right at the net. He is close to the end zone. He's in! Trey Van Dorn with another touchdown for the Rockets. And they make it 22-7 here in the third quarter.
Yeah, huge initial drive of the second half here for the Rockets. Just push down the field. Nice job of running the ball, executing front. And also that one little pass play there by Marlow to set us up for the goal line, and Van Dorn running it in.
Excellent job by Trey, as those legs just keep on a churning, them wrestler legs, I call them. And he was able to bulldoze his way in there. And let's see. Cody Brown comes out. And I don't know if they're going for two or one yet. They're going to go for two. Top round formation, right side. Jensen takes it. Gives it to Van Dorn, right side, and he is. But there's a penalty flag. It was thrown by the back judge. Let's see what happens here. And the man in the white hat's talking over. Here comes the call. And he hasn't decided yet. Here it is, holding. It's no good. The penalty is no good, and the PAT is going to be no good. So that leaves the score 22-7. For the Rockets here at Ike Ryan Field. And I still can't get over that 42-yard kick by Louis Winkleman.
Yeah, after seeing that 42-yard field goal midway, you just don't let Louis keep the extra point from then on.
Well, that's why we don't pay the big bucks. We're up here.
That's true.
Slapping our gums here at the homecoming. Let's see. Your chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Dustin Veldhuizen provide you with the comfort you are looking for through skilled care wellness program. Veldhuizen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. And First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Alga. They are proud to support the Eddyville Blaisdell Fremont Rocket Athletics as Louis Winkleman gets set to do a country store kick, and his golden toe, if I may say so myself, has helped out the Rockets big time tonight. He's had two touchbacks, and let's see what happens here. He runs up, kicks it deep, end over end, inside the 5 and about the 1-yard line, and it is all the way into the end zone for a touchback. So good job by Louis Winkleman.
I'm not sure who's been working with Louis, but he's been doing a great job so far tonight. We haven't seen much opportunity for him to kick those so far in the season, but tonight he has done a great job kicking that football.
All right. This is the open possession for I-35 at their own 20-yard line. He sends two receivers to the right, two to the left. White takes it, fires it quickly into the flat over on the left side. It's caught. And he gets up to about the 24-yard line for a short gain of 4. Nice defense by the Rockets there by Linderman and Gloucester over here. They read that well. Finally, White had some time to throw the ball, and he delivered a nice ball that was catchable that time. Second down and 6 from the 24-yard line. Roadrunners, two guys to the left, one guy to the right. Shotgun formation. There's a snap. Looks to pass. Flings it to the right side, right through the hands of his intended receiver, Ben Bedwell. And you hate to see it because it was right there for the taking, but he was unable to haul it in.
Yeah, it looked like White maybe got a little anxious, got rid of that a little quicker than he needed to, and got it led Bedwell a little too much. Otherwise, he would have had a pretty good game over there on that far side.
The medical team is taking a peek at Van Dorn as he goes through some agility drills over here on the side, but he grabs his helmet and he's just about ready to put it on, talking to Coach Bear on how he feels. It's a snap to White, looking to throw. He's in trouble, and down he goes with a sack. Hunter Johnson is there, as well as Jace Riley, and Jace has got his ankle taped up big time, but he was able to fight off that block and get to the quarterback for a sack.
Yeah, I saw Jace go to the sideline between the series there and get that ankle reward. He's feeling pumped up after that sack.
All right, fourth down and 13 from the 16-yard line for the Roadrunners. They're in punt formation. There's the snap. The step and the kick. It's a high, lazy, end-over-end one that's going to come tomorrow off, and he calls fair catch right at the 49-yard line. So no risk-taking there on that particular play, Coach Sims.
Now, that's one of those ones that looked like carried a little farther than he thought it was going to. And might have had some opportunity to run, but this stage of the game, that's good field position inside of Roadrunner territory at the 49-yard line. Might as well take a sure thing.
The second possession for the Rockets here in the second half, the first one, they marched 61 yards for a touchdown. Excuse me, 39 yards for a touchdown. And here on first down, the run over here on the near sideline by Van Dorn yields about 4 yards. So it'll bring up second down and about six.
I think they marked him a little shorter. I thought he got a couple extra yards. He must have stepped out of bounds just a little sooner than I can see over here on this near sideline. Just not quite able to get this edge on that short side of the field, but a pretty good gain on first down.
Rockets send Brown and Jensen over on the right side. Powerful with it. Hands off to Van Dorn, and he drives the right side. Gets to about the 40-yard line, where it'll be third and manageable. Third and one coming up. The Rocket offensive line has been doing a tremendous job tonight, even with Luke Welsh on the DL.
Yeah, it looked like a little zone read that time as Jensen gave it to Van Dorn on the right side. It looked like he had the opportunity to pull that back and take it off the left side as he carried out that same fake. But Van Dorn and the offensive line did a nice job of pushing up and bring it second and about one.
Hardy comes in with the third
and one, excuse me.
Hardy comes in with the play here. Under center, Jensen goes power eye formation. The turn, Jensen looks to run, and he gets hit hard, and he's going to lose about a yard or two on that play. So that kind of blew up in the Rockets' face there. A little bit of indecision kind of hurts you when you only need a yard to go.
Yeah, you would think that would be the kind of play you'd want to run with Blake Maroff at the quarterback position. That's basically quarterback bootleg around here, this near side. Jensen was keeping it the whole way, but the Roadrunners were able to get through there and drop in for a loss.
Fourth and two from the 42-yard line. Moff takes it, and he'll run and get hit, and he will not make it. Even though he keeps trying for yardage, he's going to be short, and the Rockets go three and out on their second possession here, and the Roadrunner defense rose to the occasion.
Yeah, Moroff looked like he was going to get a chance to get that first down, but got hit pretty hard and stood up. That second effort kept after it, but just about a half yard short.
Okay, Roadrunners take over at the 40-yard line of their own here. Better position than last time. They were on the 22-7. The Rockets lead as the Blush Boutique touchdown of sample of four is within hand if the Rockets can get another one on the board. Roadrunners take the snap. White looks to throw. He's under pressure, and he gets the pass away. It's complete across the 45 to about the 46-yard line. Nice job of getting out of the grasp. I thought they were going to throw a holding flag there as whoever was Jace Riley. He got pulled down from behind on that particular play. And Jace playing with a little extra motor tonight on homecoming.
Couldn't tell, is that gearing number 88 coming across on that crossing pattern? Did a nice job of making a slide and catch across the middle and go down to get that.
White rolls to his right, looking to throw. He's under the glass and down he goes. A nice sack by Louis Winkleman. That's his third one of the night that I can count of.
Yeah, he had two back-to-back earlier and another one there. Louis is playing real well tonight on special teams and on defense.
Loss all the way back to the 39-yard line. It's going to be third and 11 with 2:40 on the clock here at Akron Field in the third quarter. And the Rockets could be getting the ball back here shortly. And we've got a stoppage of play. Okay, a Rockets get his hat off, and he's got his tying his shoe, it looks like. And who is that?
Worston.
He didn't have his 80s hairdo on, I know. All right.
Oh, the bandana.
The bandana indeed. Okay, Rockets on defense here. White takes a snap, rolls to his left, throws the little pooch pass out here in the flat, makes a one-man miss, and down he goes, and the Roadrunners get back up to the 48-yard line, where it'll be fourth and a couple. And it'll be interesting to see what they do here. They get to go for it down 22-7. You would think that they would go for it on 22-7.
Yeah, if you gambled on fourth and short back to your own 29-yard line, you would think the 49-yard line, you're probably going to do the same, being down more points later in the game.
All right. Here's they split the huddle. White brings up one guy to the right, two guys to the left. Under center, he goes. There's the snap. It's a quarterback sneak, and he... Oh, they just about... Keeper from White was able to get a line of scrimmage for their first down. Ooh, that was a tough one to swallow.
It was hard to see on the other side of that pile. It looked like White was parallel to the ground. I don't know how he kept off the knee. It looked like he was down there short of the line of the game, but he popped back up and was able to pick up about three more yards to pick up the first down.
Unofficially, the Roadrunners' first timeout, first down of the second half. Moves into Rocket territory at the 47-yard line. He sends two receivers to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation. He'll take the snap. Drops straight back. Looks to fire deep down the field. And Moroff with a beautiful tip there to save that pass from being completed. Good job by Blake.
Yeah, it looked like the receiver had a step going across the crossing route again. There's a flag here on this near side. Pass, but just a little bit short and wobbly gave Moroff an opportunity to undercut that route and jump up and knock it away with that left hand.
Beautiful job of defense. With a 1:06 on the clock here in the third quarter, Rockets lead 22-7 here at Homecoming 2014. As some of the crowd comes to their feet in anticipation, there's the step by White. He throws it downfield. He's got a man wide open, and he's just out of his reach. Oh, my goodness. Goring had a step on everybody, and it just fell out of reach out of his hands.
Yeah, nice play. It looked like I thought maybe Goring had coming in motion this way. Looked like he was leaning a little towards the line of scrimmage before the snap count, but didn't call anything. He had nobody around him, and the ball went right through his hands.
Well, the Rockets were able to dodge a bullet there on that one as a pretty near full moon is creeping up over there in the east side. One receiver to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation for White. He takes it, drops back, looks to throw. Under pressure, hits his man. First down for the Roadrunners. A nice run and catch, and there's a penalty marker over here on the Rocket sideline.
That's going to be a sideline warning over here against the Rocket. Looks like some of the coaches were a little too close, and the official might have bumped into him.
Oh, well, that's his fault. He needs to watch where he's going. All right. First and 10 for the Roadrunners from at the 28-yard line with 50 ticks left here in the third quarter. It would be nice to get a stop here. Worstead running in late. First defensive position. Out goes Berryman. Get off the field, Gage. He does. Mike takes the snap. Looks to throw, flips it over there on the right side. It's caught, and White is starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm here on the quarterback side.
He got a flag over there on that far side after the receiver stepped out of bounds. Maybe a late hit.
All right, let's see what happens there. They got the first down yardage achieved. Let's see what the call is. Here comes the man with the white hat. Well, why did he move that 6 inches? Here we go. Personal foul against I-35. Ooh, mercy. After they had that first yardage, they're going to be marching back here. their coach is not a happy camper across the sideline. He wants an explanation. He's ready to pull his hair out. There comes the mock-off. They had the first down achieved, and they will be all the way back to the 35-yard line. So first and 16 or so on that penalty. That's their first of the second half. They only had two in the first half. Rockets were able to ring up eight in the first half. None so far in the second. All right. Here comes the Roadrunners. Send the receiver to the left, to the right. Shotgun formation. There's the snap. White rolls to his left. Looking to fire it deep downfield. He's got a man open, and he makes the grab at the five, and he rolls into the end zone for the score. Touchdown, Roadrunners. A 35-yard pass from White. And the Roadrunners are back on the scoring column.
Yeah, just as you said, White's starting to get into a little bit of rhythm. That time he had a receiver able to get a couple steps. Our defensive back on this side stumbled a little bit. The quick the receiver may have stumbled a little bit too. Was able to keep his balance after he caught the ball and got far enough that when he did fall down, he fell into the end zone.
Point after is no good on the PAT. And the score will stay Rockets 22, the Roadrunners 13. Rose Sports Bar and Grill. Whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant just north of the fire station in Ottumwa. Check out all your favorite games in one of their many TVs or their 90-inch big screen. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Grill in Ottumwa, 641-684-4178. And don't forget to like them on Facebook for all their nightly events and specials. And Coach Sands, it was one of those types of deals that you would have liked to have kept them out of the end zone on that. They had a couple of chances on third down, but couldn't quite pull it out.
Yeah, we had a big play on fourth down right here at midfield. Looks like we had White stop short, but he was able to regain his balance and pick up that first down. That was a big play, and then he just got into that rhythm, throwing the ball pretty well and hitting some receivers.
All right, here's a country store kick by the Roadrunners, and it's end over end. It's going to come to Coach Brown. He takes the yard line up at the middle count, and he follows his blocker down before the 40-yard line. This is about the 38-yard line where the Rocket offense will take over. 38-yard line of Eddyville Lexburg Fremont, and the Rockets come out, and they will be going to that power eye formation here with Jensen at the controls. Let's see. They still got a two-position ball game, so that's good for the Rockets on their part. Power eye formation indeed. Jensen turns. Gets the clear down. Tries the left side. He cuts it up the field and gets past the 40 to about the 42-yard line. Looked like he was going to be able to take it, and then all of a sudden he got chopped down by a backside pursuit as the quarter comes to an end. ...22-13 is the score there on that final play of the third quarter. D&D Outdoors, buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition. With any purchase of a gun, you can purchase a brick of hard-to-find 22 caliber ammunition. Deer season is close by, and you can get your deer hunting license right there at D&D Outdoors. Hunting season coming up, you get your reservation in as well for a spot for the taxidermy to get done with Darren Ray at D&D Outdoors. For all types of wildlife, see D&D Outdoors in downtown Eddyville, and the neighbor Jaeger's got the Gatling gun again. They shoot them off. It's a sight to see. He's into the stratosphere.
5 or 6 footballs coming out of there at a time, it looks like.
Yeah. He's got that thing wound up for sound because that puppy is going way above the press box in terms of height. As their first play on the fourth quarter comes up, Van Dorn takes it to the right side, slips the tackler, gets up to about the 44-yard line. But the I-35 defense is not going away here, Coach Sands.
Yeah, that getting into the end zone there has pumped them up a little bit. They know if they get the ball back with basically the whole fourth quarter left to play, if they can get the ball back, there's still a chance they could get into this ball game again.
Third and four from the 44-yard line, and the Rockets take a T.O., their first timeout of the second half. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that includes free guest internet, lower prices than new commonly advertised for Windstream. Do a KIIC kit. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for an entire year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. Get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134. And probably one of those types of deals where Coach Bear is able to tell them, hey, this is what we need to do. Let's concentrate on this. Let's execute our blocks, and let's pull this off. It's very important to get this first down. Rockets and Cody Brown here on the far left side. Jensen in the slot. There's the snap. Maroff rolls to his left. Sets his feet. Fires it downfield for Jensen. He makes the grab inside the 30 to about the 28 or so yard line and pushed him ahead to the 25, even to the 24 yard line. A beautiful catch by Kevin Jensen.
Yeah, nice adjustment that time. As Blake kind of threw that ball a little short again. Kevin had to adjust his route and come back to get it. And there were two white shirts on either side of him. He was able to bring it down in between both of them, make a nice catch for a big first down.
A Valizing Chiropractic and Wellness first down indeed. At the 24-yard line, the Rockets send Cody Brown to the right and Jensen to the right. Maroff takes it, hands it off to Van Dorn. Immediately up the hole. He's in the second wave. There's a late hit, but they don't throw the flag on that. Oh, my goodness gracious. He was down on the ground, got hit and rolled. And they'll give him a Leffler dirt work run of 10 yards or more and a Valizing Chiropractic first down. Did you see? He not only got hit, he got bounced and rolled on that play. All right, Maroff from the shotgun. Van Dorn, left side with the run this time. And he is down inside the 10, close to the 5-yard line. Good job of running by Trey Van Dorn, and the holes are really opening up, fans, on the offensive side.
Yeah, after that big pass play, the Jensen looks like a little new life in that offensive line. Some good push up front, and Van Dorn running hard through the hole.
All right, power eye formation. Comes the Rockets. Jensen under center. He turns against the Van Dorn right side, puts his head down, and he bowls his way inside the 5 to about the 1-yard line. Great job by Trey Van Dorn, and he'll get a Valizing Chiropractic and first down again.
Yeah, again, another good job up front. Van Dorn running hard for that right side. Great job picking up that first down.
And I've just found out I won the date night for two. Hear that, honey? We got a movie theater card and an Applebee's card. Thank you very much to Sadie Buffer for bringing that up.
That's quite a bargain you got there.
Oh, I love it. It's Van Dorn taking him for the score. Craig Van Dorn with the 4th touchdown on the night, Coach Sands. That's a Blake Boutique touchdown. And the special comes into play for owner Angie Lawbrook in downtown Edmond on Tuesday.
Yeah, the PE teacher's in there running the clock and wondering what honey you're going to take with you on your date on your date night over there. But
that goes without saying.
That's a huge momentum builder there for the Rockets after giving up that second score for I-35 to push that down and get it back in the end zone again.
The try for two, Van Dorn. Oh, it's Cody Brown. He takes it in, and he leans over, and it's a 2-point score. A great job by the Rockets to make it 30-13 here in the fourth quarter. Indeed, the Rockets are starting to find their stride on the offensive side of the ball. You know, early in the year, they struggled at times. Over there at Pekin, had a hard time hanging on to the ball, not committing penalties. Tonight, they've only had one turnover. That was in the first half, and no penalties thus far in the second half. And those halftime adjustments, we talked about them all season long, Coach Sanders, to have taken what the coaches are trying to tell them at halftime and make those changes for the better.
Yeah, they have come out really firing pretty much on all cylinders so far in the second half. The offense moving the ball, scoring two touchdowns so far, and just the one touchdown that they've given up to I-35. And you know, we talked about how that defensive passing, or our passing defense, kind of our weakness, and that's kind of what I-35 hit into the groove there. Hopefully our defense can do a better job of getting some pressure back there on White, making him get rid of that ball a little quicker than he would like to.
All right, the Rockets with the kickoff now coming up, a country store kick by Louis Winkleman. He has been a busy boy tonight, Coach Sands. Here comes his left foot country store kick end over end. It's going to wobble out of bounds at about the 20-yard line in the penalty flag. Well, call me the hexer, the jinxer, whatever you'd like. There's the first penalty in the second half for the Rockets on that kickoff out of bounds.
Now, we've been talking about what a great job Louis's been doing kicking ball all night long. That one, maybe he was a little tired from all the kicking he's been doing. Just missed that one off the side a little bit and spun it out of bounds.
All right, we can cut him some slack. He's had an excellent job on the defensive side of the ball. He's got three sacks of the quarterback, White. And let's see here. There's the 35-yard line. Comes I-35 now. And they've got a couple of touchdowns to their credit. Rockets lead now 30-13. On the strength of that touchdown run by Van Dorn in the two-point conversion. White sends a receiver to the left, receiver to the right, takes a stamp, looks to throw deep downfield. He's got a man open, and he overshoots him by about two steps, maybe one step. He's got a heck of an arm on him. And that receiver had our Rocket defender beat.
Yeah, it looked like Trey Van Dorn was over there defending on that far side, and was a step behind, looked like. That their big guy, Garing, again.
Yep.
Then Garing had a step on him and just overthrew him by another step.
All right. Second down. Coming up, White shotgun position. There's the snap. He looks to roll. He's under pressure, and down he goes. Who got him that time? Hunter Johnson. The homecoming team candidate was able to get a sack of the quarterback.
Yeah, good job over there. And Bryce Worston were both flying through there. Hunter was able to get there first. Bryce was able to help make sure that White wasn't able to go anywhere.
He's shifty enough that he could get out of that initial sequence, but not to be. 9 minutes on the clock. Rockets lead 30-13 here in the fourth at Ike Ryan Field. Here at homecoming 2014. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. White all by himself in the backfield. Takes the snap, rolls to his left. Looking, sets up and fires downfield, and it's tipped and it's a B&B turnover. It looks like it's picked up by Van Dorn. An excellent job with the Rocket on the INT.
Great defensive coverage that time by Van Dorn. White did another pretty good throw, but Van Dorn had the inside position running down the sideline, was able to go up against Garing, and looked like the ball got tipped up in the air once, and Craig was pulling in as they were going down to the ground.
All right, a D&D outdoor turnover indeed by Trek Van Dorn. And, of course, he needs to be visiting D&D outdoor. He's going to be getting ready for the wildlife season, the deer season, coming up soon around this neighborhood. Moff in, takes a snap, rolls to his right. He hands off back to Cody Brown, and he's going to be hit hard and brought down. They've tried to run that play a couple times, Coach Sands, and just not had the success that you'd like to see. Moff takes it, goes to his right. Brown comes back to the left. He's got some room to run, but the pressure is getting in from the line. Can't hold the blocks as long as they need to.
Yeah, it seems like if you're going to run that reverse on the end of the round, it needs to be a little bit quicker. It looks like Moss rolling out there like he's going to pass and waste a few time, and Cody Brown kind of delays for a few seconds, and by the time that delay comes in, that pass rush has got some deep penetration, and we're able to bring Cody down for about a 7-yard loss.
All right, Rockets with it. Moss sets his feet, throws it again for Jensen. It's tipped up in the air. Cody Brown comes down with it at the 45. They fumbles the ball at the 40. The ball is loose. It's picked up by the Roadrunners, and they will have it. And there's a turnover. D&D turnover the other way. And what a tip pass caught by Brown. And then he fumbled the ball before his knee went down.
Yep, but it looked like it's going to be a great play. Jensen kind of tipped the ball initially, and Cody Brown was able to come down with it. And then the ball gets knocked out just as he was going down to the ground.
Cody's had a couple of drop fumbles tonight. One in the first on that punt, and another one here. Just now in the fourth quarter at Ike Ryan, 7:46 on the clock, 30-13 Rockets lead. As the Roadrunners come up, zone option read, and gets a couple yards there. But Worst is doing a great job on his left hand. He played the quarterback that time and actually tackled him smartly. Took him down by the ankles just in case he had the ball yet.
Yeah, he did a good job of staying home and making sure the quarterback wasn't going to come back his direction.
All right. Gain of about two, second and eight coming up. As the Roadrunners send two guys to the left, or right, one to the left. White backs up, screen pass coming, and it overshoots his man. Glosser kind of hit him, and here comes a late flag coming in. And it's going to be a penalty on the Rockets there. He hit a defenseless player.
Yeah, I don't think Jalen really knew where the ball was. If he would have been paying attention to the ball, I think he had a chance to pick that one off. Instead, after the ball flew over to the receiver's head, Jaron just put him to the ground.
Yeah, all right, call me the jinxer. There's 5 yards, there's 10, and here comes 15 to the 50-yard line. Personal foul is against the Rockets there. As I said earlier, we didn't have any in the second half. We got two all of a sudden here very, very, very quickly, and I feel bad, you know, that I've caused that to happen. All right, Rockets lead 30-13 here as the Roadrunners send two guys, one guy to the left, one to the guy to the right, going in motion. There's the snap. Throw the flag at that guy, and they stop the play as I think they got Goring that time leaning into the line of scrimmage there. He was in motion, and then he leaned too much. That's the second penalty for the Roadrunners in the second half. And that'll bring up a first down and about 15 now. From their own 45-yard line, they send a guy to the left, a guy to the right. Shotgun formation with the running back to the right side of White, going into motion. There's the snap. White flips it out here to the side, and he scoots to the out-of-bounds area. He gains a little bit back, probably about 4 yards, 3 or 4 yards. He's just a little guy. Cole Daniels. They got him at 140 pounds. That might be if he's wet.
Yeah, not very big. Only 5'7".
The order he scooted out of bounds here as quick as he could. All right. Receiver to the left. Receiver to the right. Shotgun formation for White. Second down and about 14. There's the snap. White rolls back. He's under pressure. He eludes it. And he slips down with the heavy dew, and it's at the 35-yard line. He tried to set his feet and just slipped right out from underneath him like he was on ice, and that's a break for the Rockets.
I was just going to say it looked like the Rockets lost their containment on that far side. White had all day to roll out over there, but apparently our containment man knew that the fresh paint was going to trip him up.
Yeah, it did get painted just this morning here at Ike Ryan Field. All right, three receivers to the right, one to the left, and then we got a timeout, and that's going to be the Roadrunners' second timeout. here. Fremont Funeral Chapel, when a loved one passes, you can count on Fremont Funeral Chapel to provide you with honest, dependable, professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Chapel will be able to take care of your stressful situation and bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Chapel the next time you're in need. 641-933-4315. And we've had a pleasure bringing this ball game to you. We had a pleasure bringing you the volleyball game that we went to over at Knoxville. When was that? Tuesday night. And we will be back on the air next week as we will be traveling to Highland Riverside to take on the Huskies in a huge District 6 ball game for the Rockets. Their destiny is in their own hands. They could mathematically still get into the second spot, but for sure they'd cement their place in third with a win, but wouldn't that be cool if they could slip into that second place? White from the shotgun takes the snap, looks to his left, looking, now he fires it deep downfield, and it is incomplete, and went through his hands. He had a step on Glosser over there, but went through his hands, incomplete, and that stops the clock with 5:39.
Excuse me, that ball right underthrew that one a little bit. Glosser did a nice job of just turning and running, trying to catch up. And his receiver had to stop and wait for it. Glosser was able to get there and was in pretty good position once that ball was dropped.
All right. Here comes the Roadrunners on fourth down. Fourth and 25 from their own 35. There's a short pass to the ladder. There's a ball on the ground, and it's picked up. It better be a fumble recovery. It should be a D&D turnover right there. You've got to call it right there, umpires and referees. And they do. Good job. It was bounced on number 68, Bryce Wersta. He had a heads-up play there, Coach, on the D&D turnover.
Yeah, you kind of see that one coming once the Roadrunner receivers came out. There were two Rocket defenders on the first one, and they were both hanging on him as he tried to pitch it, and they had a hold of his arm, and he wasn't able to get it anywhere except to the ground where Wersta was able to fall on it.
It looked slightly familiar to Coach Keller's favorite play. All right, the hook and ladder fails for the Roadrunners. The Rockets have a short field with it. They have it at the 35-yard line of I-35. It would be nice to salt away this victory here. Moff takes it, runs up the field. He's into the secondary. Nice run on first down by Blake Moff. He's got a Loeffler dirt work run of 10 yards or more and a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down at the 15.
Now, it looked like the ball might have come loose at the end, but they must have already called him down. They're just moving the chains on down.
All right, Blake comes out. Cam Hardy comes in. That means Jensen will be under center. Here at 5:17, Rockets lead 30-13 as they go to the power eye formation. A pitch to Van Dorn, left side. And he gets a couple of yards on it, gets inside. Not quite to the 10, maybe the 11-yard line. Four yards on that particular run by Van Dorn. I've noticed last week and then this week, Coach Sands, the students have been able to sit in the north end zone there, and it looks like they're getting a little excited that the Rockets are coming that way. Yep. There's a snap. Give to Van Dorn right side, and he is dragged down. Gain of a few yards. Good job by Craig Van Dorn to get close to the 5. I think at the 6-yard line here. Big third down and about 2 or 3 coming up.
Yeah, there's really a pretty good crowd there in the north end zone this week. I'm not sure if it was some of the class of 74 that was here. There were a bunch of folding chairs setting up all along there, along with the bleachers where the student sections are sitting.
Good call indeed. It was a nice homecoming surprise there on third down. Here comes the Rockets. They give it to Cody Brown right side. He tries to get to the right side. Turn it up the field. He does. And he's into the zone. Touchdown. Cody Brown from the 7-yard line. 7-yard Cody Brown run ices this ball game here at the 353 mark at Ike Ryan Field, and the Rockets are sitting in the driver's seat at 36-13.
Yeah, good blocking on the line again, allowed Cody Brown to get that corner. And once he did, that speed carried him right on in, right past everybody.
All right, they're going for two. Rockets are off in the shotgun. Takes the snap, rolls to his left, looking. He's under pressure. Fires it in the end zone, and that's batted down. Good job by the Roadrunner defense, as Jensen was in the back corner, but he didn't get enough height there, elevation on that pass, to get it over them.
Yeah, they did a nice job knowing that they can't return that for a two-point conversion or whatever. They just knocked it down, so they're going for the interception and giving somebody else a chance to get the ball off of Karam.
36-13 is our score here. Blush Boutique, Angie Lovert, downtown Eddyville, where you can find official Rocket gear, Shellstones jewelry, clothing, shoes, home decor. Personalize your own shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan or your kid's jersey number. They're open Tuesdays to Saturdays. And since the Rockets scored four touchdowns or more in any varsity football win, they'll be able to receive 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. That's going to be October 14th. Questions can be found on Facebook as well. And last time that happened, Coach Sands was up there when the Rockets beat West Marsh. She had a wonderful crowd coming in on Tuesday. And the same thing should be expected this coming Tuesday at Blush Boutique. Get them down there. She's a great sponsor of Rocket Athletics. All right, Louis Winkleman with the Country Store kick. It's a swiver down there. It's picked up by one of the up men at the 15-yard line. He gets up to the 20 to the 25-yard line where he's brought down by the Rockets there. And it'll be first and 10 for I-35 here in the waning moments of homecoming.
Yeah, 3:48 left on the clock. This would be a good time for our defense to get a good stop here. Get a three and out for I-35. Actually, in this stage of the game, there'll probably be a four and out. Get them the offense back out there and let us run the clock out.
Also might be a good time to get some JV kids in there, quite possibly, too. You don't want your stars to get hurt in a non-district game. This shouldn't have any bearing on the point total, right? So, you know, you don't want your stars to get hurt in the last 3.5 minutes, 3:48 actually, here. And Ike Ryan, Louis Winkleman has done a whale of a ball game. Hunter Johnson has had a tremendous ball game. Chase Riley has been able to play great on that hobbled ankle that he has had. Worst of boys. Both of them have done a tremendous job, and you just hate to see somebody get dinged up here at the end of the ballgame with it in hand. Two receivers to the left, one to the right for the Roadrunners. White takes the snap, hands off, and it cut down for tackle for loss. The interior line of the defense has been playing off the blocks tremendously.
Yeah, it looked like the worst of twins were both there together to bring that one down. Bryce coming in from the defensive tackle and Brett coming off the defensive end. Double team for the tackle.
All right. How cool is it for them to be playing side by side? The brother Chance got his 4-year letter plaque for his contributions, you know, as a 4-year letter winner here at Eddyville, plays for Fremont at halftime. White pitches it out to the left side. It's caught over there in the flat. He's got some running room. He's on the loose. He's up to the 50, the 45, the 40, knocked out of bounds by Moff, and a heck of a run and a catch by the Roadrunners. Looked like it got out there to number 10, Cole Daniels. He showed some speed and elusiveness.
Yeah, it was a good job by White that time. Just a little short pass out there in the flat. Daniels was able to get around the edge. Nobody around. Like you said, once you got the corner, that speed just beat everybody down the sideline. Luckily, somebody tripped him up a little bit, and Marlowe was able to get there to finish him off.
All right. The Roadrunners send two guys to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation for White. He takes it, flicks it out here to the right side, and it's snuffed out very, very quickly by Jensen. Passed to Cole again, Cole Daniels, but Jensen was able to get off of his block rather fast.
Yeah, it looked like they tried the same play as this side. This time Daniels had to come a little bit farther inside. Otherwise, the receiver had Jensen pinned to the inside, and Daniels would have been able to get out to the sideline again.
Clock ticking at 2.5 minutes here at Ike Ryan, 36-13. The Rockets lead here on homecoming night 2014. Up to the line of scrimmage, the Roadrunners, two guys to the right, one to the left. White, shotgun formation. There's some movement by the offensive lineman. He's a big boy, too. Number 69. Now, I don't have him on the program here, but he looks like he's about 6'4", and he's got some weight to him as well. Moves the ball back 5 yards. That's only their third penalty in the second half. But it's 5 yards nonetheless. Comes back to the 45-yard line of Eddie with legs for Fremont. They send a guy to the left, two guys to the right. Shotgun formation. White takes the snap. Looks. He's under pressure. And down he goes. Oh, Hunter Johnson came through. And he gets the sack. That's his second sack on the night.
Yeah, Hunter Johnson on the side. Bryce Worth coming from this side. Bryce kind of jumped up in the air as he thought White was going to unload the ball. Hunter Johnson was there to finish him off.
The defensive sacks have really added up. And you can attribute that to, the way they've been able to get off their blocks and maneuver and get to the speed to get to the quarterback. All right. One receiver left, one right. White in the shotgun takes the snap, drops back. Under pressure again, and down he goes. Back-to-back sacks by Hunter Johnson and Wursta. And I'll tell you what, that kid has done a whale of a job tonight.
Looks like White might be down something a little hurting there. He's got his helmet off, rolling around a little bit.
He might have had the wind knocked out of him because he came down on the ball the way I saw it. But the medical team for the Rockets is out there already, and I-35 is coming out there as well. And for us, we want to talk about Loeffler Dirtworks for all types of dirt work need. Loeffler Dirtwork is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS system on all of Chad Loeffler's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching. You need to think about what you are going to need after the harvest. Get your reservations in now for terrace construction, field tiling, or pond building. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. And he got up and he's off the field under his own power. That's good to see. But that will send in the second stringer for the quarterback. And I'm not sure who that's going to be. It's fourth down anyway.
They're bringing in a wholesale line change. They must be just going to punt.
They're going to punt. They've got way too many people on the field.
And they got a lot of bright white jerseys coming in. I'm not sure these kids have been in yet tonight.
All right, 86 trying to hoof it off the side there as a fourth down is upon us for the Roadrunners. There's a snap. That's a high one. He gets it down. There's a kick. It's going to be a short one. Cody Brown's going to take it at the 40, 35. Tries the right side. Gets up to the 40, the 45, the 50. He's into Roadrunner territory, but there's a penalty flag thrown back here at the 40-yard line.
Looks like a block in the back right here around the 40.
Oh, mercy. Got to clean those up. All right, and the Rockets are going to have a happy homecoming tonight. It was good to see the class of 74, you say, came in, and they were rocking the house. They did a good job in attendance, and the Rockets have got this one in the bag with the 2:12 on the clock, 36-13. They're going to have a happy homecoming, and that puts us at – 3-4 on the season, but our district play stays at 2-2. Next week it'll be a district game over at Highland Riverside. I've not ever been over there. The Sigourney Kyoto radio folks claimed that it was a cracker box of a press box. We may have to be outside in our car hearts.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that we've roamed the sidelines during a game and a broadcast.
You are correct, sir, as victory formation has been given as Maroff takes that snap and he just takes a knee, and they're going to run out the clock here, and there's 9 seconds. It must have been 21 seconds that I saw last night. 4, 3, 2, and a 1, and the Rockets win this puppy 36-13, move their record to 3-4 on the year. I-35 drops to 1-6 on the season, and the Rockets have a couple of game winning streak, and the kids aren't storming the field per se, but they are on the field, and they're going to greet the team as the team runs over to the north end zone to ring that victory bell. Once again, they rung it last week against Sigourney Kota in a defensive battle, 14-6, and tonight it was an offensive explosion of sorts with 36 points on the board for the Rockets tonight. So, Coach Sands, it took a little while to get rolling, but it was well worth the wait.